Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Okay, so back to customer service. What I'd like to talk about is a customer service program for realtors, for real estate agents like yourself, that is designed to increase client referrals down the road, okay? I have found that all top high performing real estate teams and agents, they typically have this in common. They have a program that is specifically designed to generate client referrals. And the way they do it is by establishing a wow factor that makes all of their clients feel like, wow, this is the best service I've ever gotten from a real estate agent. Okay. So that's what they're going after, is that wow factor. Like it makes them go out of their way to say, oh my gosh, they're awesome. The goal is for at some point in the real estate process during the transaction for the client to tell the team leader, wow, or something along those lines, I've never had customer service like that. So along the way, whether you're a solo agent or a team or whatever you are, everyone's trying to generate that wow throughout the process, right? I think you guys know this about me. I'm a systems guy. I don't like doing anything off the cuff at all. I hate spontaneity. To me, it's the enemy of productivity. I really don't like it in business. I'll tell you right now, because if you get busy or successful in business and you're relying on spontaneity to get the job done, I'll tell you right now, you're going to forget about it, because you know, busy, successful people have a very hard time being spontaneous. So that's why we need to systematize a program designed to generate the wows, to generate that feeling in each of our clients that says, that is amazing customer service. Because if you can get them to outwardly say it, that means they'll outwardly say it to one of their friends when their friend's thinking about buying or selling a house. That means you're going to create an advocate on your behalf that's going to run around like a little robot trying to market you to people, because they're blown away. Because people want to recommend good service. Like if someone gives me really good service, I will openly tell other people about it, because it makes me look good that I referred them to that amazing service. And I'm confident that when they go work with that agent, they're going to be blown away. And they're instantly going to say, man, that Brian was right. That Brian, you know, so my reputation goes up. So I look better because of whoever I refer them to, whether it's Home Depot or a restaurant or a real estate agent. If I can give them to someone that I know will invoke a wow factor because they invoked it in me, I'm going to outwardly do it. That's better than any script where you ask people to do it. It's where you actually put an emotional feeling inside a human being where they can't help but say it, right? Because that's real. It's experiencing it. So that's what we want to do. And to do that consistently, you're going to need to have a program to do it effectively. So without much ado, you see, I'm kind of dragging my feet because I wanted more of you to get involved. I want to kind of unveil what that customer service program that realtors can use to increase client referrals looks like. Okay. So I'm going to show that to you. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to share my screen with you here really quick. But right now, what I'd like to show you is our defining moments program. At some point, I can't remember when it was, I did borrow this page from some other team a long time ago. So whoever did that, thank you so much for sharing it with me. Since then, it has become formalized. We've changed the plan around. We may have changed the name, but this has worked very well for so many real estate teams and agents over the years. And what it does is it picks the defining moments out in a transaction where we really try to make a major wow factor impact on our clients, every one of our clients. So every one of these defining moments should be included in your listing and closing checklist as mandatory items that we try to accomplish with every single client. that we represent. So let's take a look at some of these. You can see there's 9 points. Now, some people, I mean, there's ways to find more than 9 items and there's ways to use less. In my opinion, the more the merrier. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to zoom in a little bit here for you so you can kind of read, because I know that gets a little bit tricky. We'll move in here into the first few steps, and you can see step number one is the introduction. So this might be before we even get the listing presentation, when we deliver a pre-listing packet, either by email or on the doorstep, where we actually have a branded pre-engagement packet. Maybe you do something like branded M&Ms with your company's logo on a sticker with a welcome cover letter introducing yourself. Again, the use of some sort of pre-listing package typically is going to set you very much apart from all of the competition, because very few agents get around to that. So if you're competing for a listing and you're the one person that brings in a pre-listing packet, that's a big, big deal. Especially if you email it and drop it on the doorstep, guaranteed that you're not going to be competing against anybody that done that. And even if you get one of those clients that says, oh, I've sold 10 houses myself or whatever, you know, they typically haven't seen some of these types of activities being performed. So it really does make you stand out and increases the likelihood they're going to respect you. In the very first appointment with them, typically a buyer consultation or a listing consultation, we're going to give them a book. And my favorite book for this is the Ritz-Carlton Gold Standard book. If you have not read this, you know, download this on Audible, buy it on Amazon Prime. It is Prime Day today. Isn't that awesome? So go, there's your first purchase right there. Get the Ritz-Carlton Gold Standard book. And it talks about how the Ritz-Carlton for, you know, centuries has been the gold standard for the highest customer service, not just in the travel and hotel industry, but really for all industries. Ritz-Carlton service is synonymous for excellence with regards to customer service. And then maybe you create some branded bookmarks, you know, with your logo on it to kind of slip in there as well too, right? And it talks about how, you know, and this is a way you can easily segue the conversation into how it is your intention to provide Ritz-Carlton gold standard service. We measure our service based on our reviews. We'd like a 5-star review on Google and places like Zillow, for example. So you start to set up asking for that review when you let them know that's your mission statement, is to emulate gold standard service like Ritz-Carlton does, right? And you just keep kind of hitting them with that throughout the process as well too. So you give them that book to show what you're after. Then listing agreement, maybe you give them a pen. Again, these are suggestions. I'm sure some of you can get a lot more creative than I can. I'm really good at copying what other teams do, but as far as thinking stuff up, it's not always my wheelhouse. But like a pen, again, that has your branding on it. And, you know, it can be given with anticipation of the offer you will sign or accept when we bring you a buyer or find you the right house type of deal when they sign the listing agreement. For the photo shoot, when we get the photos out there, maybe you give them a candle. Thank you candle. Could be branded, could have a sticker on it. We'll do our best to find the buyer before the wick burns out type of deal. When the listing goes live on MLS, we give them a treat of some type, you know what I mean? Some sort of candy or food or whatnot to let you know it's gone live and to let them know that you're going to be finding them the perfect buyer as well too. If we're going to have like a broker open or even an open house of any type, we might give them some flowers to spruce up the house a little bit that they can keep afterwards. And a thank you for allowing us to showcase their home and allowing other realtors and the general public to take a moment in the house to stop and smell the flowers. All the cheesiness is totally free. When you open a transaction, after offer and acceptance, the opening of escrow or the opening of the transaction with the title company, you might celebrate that, right? You teach people not to get nervous, to celebrate. You give them wine and champagne. Congratulations on your acceptance of the offer. Let them know that we're getting closer. That's the hard part. Downhill from here type of deal. Again, if you want people to be happy and pleasant to work with in a transaction, then you need to tell them how to think, right? They don't know how to think. You're the expert. So if you tell them they should be celebrating, they'll be celebrating. And guess what? You've just made your client happier, which is a really good service to provide to your client. But if you're freaking out and just kind of treating it as ho-hum, it's nothing to celebrate, then they're not going to celebrate. And you run the risk of them being critical and worried and stressed and anxious. So stay positive and they'll be positive. They will just naturally mirror you. So if we're always celebrating, you'll notice lots of these different defining moments are at points when we can be celebrating. Like we had a successful open house. We got offer and acceptance. Things like that. We had a great photo shoot. All of those things are, you know, when we remove contingencies is the next one on here. When contingencies are removed, we're going to bring them a gift basket, right? You know, it's basically clear to close. We're on the home stretch now. You know, there's nothing else to negotiate. Let's go forward. Give them some sort of gift basket at this point. And then closing, at closing, you know, monogram stationery, maybe a photo book, Shutterfly or Chatbooks. I know a lot of you guys do that where you just, you know, buy them a photo book of their house they just sold for their memories because it's never looked better. So all the photos you had taken of the property can be thrown in a Chatbooks, real easy thing online that gets delivered to you long before close, and you give it to them as a client gift, or you give them your stationery or their monogram stationery with your logo on it so that they have something that's a keepsake. By this time, they are blown away by your customer service, and you can send follow-up emails and follow-up tests to say, hey, if we succeeded in our efforts to give you that gold standard service, that Ritz-Carlton gold standard service, would you mind giving us a 5-star review on Zillow? Things like that, and boy, will you increase that conversion rate if you have a program like this in place. And you can edit this and make it your own. It's totally up to you guys how you want to do it. I will say I'm a big fan of that Ritz-Carlton book because that does seem to have a real big impact because it really defines what you're trying to accomplish in a very subliminal way. You know, here we are giving it to you as a good read, but it's also what we're trying to do. And we're telling you how to feel about us. We're teaching you how to think about the service we're providing you. And that's what I just absolutely love about it, because that works like an absolute dream. So I'm gonna hop out of the screen share here and talk to you guys. Anybody thoughts on that, on the defining moments, on different things you do in the transaction, maybe throw out some other ideas. What are some things that you throw out there to celebrate success with your clients that takes you above? Anything, any thoughts out there?
I think for me, I'm new, but when I had an agent, and I had referred her somebody, and she had sent me some gift cards. So that was really nice because it's totally unexpected, you know?
Yeah, so. I love it. As simple as that, too. Gift cards are something you can go on Amazon Prime. It is Prime Day, trying to tell y'all. Just pumping all the almighty Amazon. Because you never know. They can always be watching. You know, just going on and giving someone a gift card and doing everything. It could be a Starbucks gift card, could be an Amazon gift card, could just be a Visa gift card. So darn easy and so different. And that does get pricey. I mean, if you look at all that, there's a pen in there, there's a gift basket in there, there's a book in there. I mean, we're, you know, depending on, you know, how nutty you get with the gift basket, we could be up to $100 on all that. You know, if you close 30 transactions a year, we're up to $3,000 in a year. But do understand, if you get one extra referral from this, we have, you know, greatly paid for it a gazillion times over. So the return on this is pretty monstrous. So if you're worried about costs, understand there is a point where, you know, we do recommend investing in your business to the tune of about, you know, I always say the industry standard's always been 10% of your gross commission income should be devoted to marketing expenses. And I would label these marketing expenses, even though they are tied to customer service, we're doing it with the expectation of generating client referrals, that these people will be so wowed they refer us to their friends, family members, and whatnot. And that's why I do like that. It really is a machine-like process. Any other thoughts out there? Any other things you guys do for your clients on the regular that you think that you would include in that? Or even ideas that you want to do that you haven't done? I'm cool with that too. If not, I'm going to move on to the next one.
I'll just say, like, as far as closings, there was a couple great ideas that I stole from other agents, of course. Especially upon rip off and development, right? Or rip
we
off.
We call that following the model. That's called following the model. That's
exactly. But some that I thought were absolute winners, especially like upon closing, was, well, through the buying process with like your clients, if you're taking those snapshots, like while you're going through that process with them, creating like a little curated video for them. So upon close, they have their entire home buying process, like in a little video that you can share with them. Costs nothing, right?
That's great.
And then
I love it, Candace.
Like pets, people that love their pets, you know, one thing that they forget upon moving in usually is new ID tags. So you look like a winner if that's part of their family member, you know, in their household that you have upon close. Hey, didn't want things to get lost in the shuffle. Here's your, you know, your tags there, or monogrammed pillow with like the coordinates for their home, or a placard, a couple things like that.
That's cool. Like the nautical coordinates, like latitude, longitude. Yeah. That's very coastal, Candace. I like that. That's you're showing your geography. I like that. That's cool. That's a cool one. I've actually never heard of that one. Yeah. That's awesome. Those are good. I like those. So good. So anyway, so I would definitely recommend all of you incorporate a customer service program similar to this. You know, you choose your own budget, you know, you choose your own frequency, you know, your own bandwidth, but I would definitely get a program and a process in place so that we systemize this, because you're going to find if you don't, and it's not included in your listing to contract and contract to close checklists, or if you don't operate with those checklists, a lot of these things just aren't going to happen. You will not get around to it. So you really need to create the checklist just to hold yourself accountable to take these extra steps with these clients later. So I think it's really important to do that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.